I'm Ben.
And I'm Ryan Keltzer.
And today I will be interviewing Ryan. So let's start off with, what kind of music do you play?
I play polka music. Specifically the Slovenian Cleveland style, influenced by Frankie Yankovic, America's Polka King.
How did you get introduced to polka?
My grandfather on my mom's side of the family took me to polka dances occasionally, maybe once or twice a year as a young toddler and as long as I can remember, pretty much.
Oh, cool, cool. What instrument do you play in the polka band?
In my primary band, I play the button box as well as the piano accordion, but I play a variety of other instruments with other Slovenian-style and Cleveland-style polka bands around the area.
Now, do you have a preference when it comes to instruments?
Yes, I do play a lot of plectrum banjo as a sideman, one of them being the Jeff Lennard Band, who played with Frankie Yankovic for over 25 years. He's also a band leader from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a fellow friend. I also like the button box, which I play in my own band, the piano accordion, and I don't mind a little upright bass or piano.
Awesome. That's a lot of instruments. That's a lot of instruments.
For sure. We're not even talking the Czech-style polkas, all the winds, right? The tuba, the trumpet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so... You said you prefer Slovenian. When do you play all that other stuff?
I play that other stuff primarily with other bands, but we try to mix it up with my own band, the Ryan Keltzer Band here from Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. We'll do a variety of Cleveland Slovenian polkas, which are also referred to as American-style polkas, with America's Polka King Frankie Yankovic being the pioneer of that industry, with the big two hits being the Blue Skirt Waltz and Just Because. So he really made it a form of pop music in 1948.
Awesome, awesome. Would you say that Frankie Yankovic is a inspiration?
Oh, definitely. He would be my number one idol and inspiration. He actually passed a year before I was born.
Ooh.
Definitely a inspiration and somebody to look up to, but never got to meet him or play with him, of course.
Well, yeah. At least you're carrying his legacy.
For sure. The puffy shirts and all, the outfits, the pancordians, the brand names of the instruments, stuff like that. His sound, all that good stuff.
That's good to hear. Would you consider yourself a polka purist?
Oh, for sure, a polka purist. I had an article written about me in our Wisconsin magazine called "He's a Polka Purist." I believe that was the title, and definitely a stickler when it comes to my band. And with the other bands, I try to stick to what they want to hear.
Now, due to COVID, how often are you playing gigs?
About once a month, maybe twice. I'll be playing about a nursing home here or there virtually, and I play at Ranieri's Four of a Kind once a month.
Awesome, awesome. Is there any gigs coming up in the future that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. I'll be playing quite a bit more this summer, with things opening up slowly but surely. Possibly Pulaski Polka Days, which is in the making.
All right.
Being created this year again. That's the 41st annual, and that's one of the biggest polka fests in the nation. It was an honor to be asked, and they're still making up the schedule, but fingers crossed, I'm still in contact.
Awesome.
Booking
yeah.
that one together, possibly for one of the main stages. Another event would be the carnival in Manitowoc at the library. They have a kids' carnival every year, first weekend in August.
All right.
And that would be a full band performance, as well as the Cedarburg Art Museum Beer Garden. That would be down in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, as well as some other private bookings, Oktoberfest engagements, breweries like up in Manitowoc, there's the, not Switchcraft, there's a name for it. I should know this. Pet Skull Brewery. I'll be playing their Oktoberfest. They've been trying to get me for about 4 or 5 years.
Really?
And they finally booked it early enough this time. Now with COVID happening, they were able to get me for that specific weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. And you said you started when you were 9. When did you start doing gigs like this?
I started at age 12 when I got my first piano accordion with electronic MIDI in it. MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. Musical Instrument Digital Interface.
Oh, so cool.
That would be an electric accordion. It plays all the other sounds like a bass and an organ as well as the acoustic instrument itself.
How many accordions would you say you own?
Way too many to list, but I will say it's between 20 and 50.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of accordions. And how many button boxes would you say?
Button boxes? Oh, I would say over 10. Sure. They come in different pitches like a harmonica. So
oh, cool.
You might have a CFB flat scale.
Yeah, yeah.
C being a single scale, a roll like a harmonica, mm-hmm. F and B flat. But then you might have a B flat, E flat, A flat. They come in 3 rows usually. They can even come in 5 rows. For example, I have a D, G, C, F, B flat box.
Awesome, awesome. And now that there aren't many gigs, what are you doing on the side?
I'm actually a music teacher part-time at St. John the Baptist Catholic School in Plymouth.
Awesome.
So I've been teaching K-8 music there, and it's very enjoyable. I'm working with the kids and integrating some polkas, of course, into some of my units, as well as jazz, rock and roll, all the music they need to learn about classical era, as well as the music theory.
Yeah.
And anything they need to know about, I'm counting, basics, grades K through 8.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here, and thank you, Ryan, for allowing me to interview you tonight.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no problem. Always a pleasure talking about these polkas and other music in my career.
Awesome, awesome.